Well, sadly, it has begun. As much as all of us, we work hard to protect the lives of the innocent, and there's no one more innocent than a little baby. An infant can't even speak yet, right? Can't even speak for themselves. Can't engage in self-defense. They don't know Brazilian jiu-jitsu. They're not born with Glocks in their hands. And these innocent babies are being subjected to the most insane things. And what has just happened, which is exactly as I predicted, by the way, and I was widely criticized and smeared for making this prediction. I predicted that soon LGBT parents would start physically maiming their own babies with something like a do-it-yourself at-home mutilations, that they would start cutting off their baby's organs. I know this sounds sickening, but bear with me here. I'm going to try not to make this any more sickening than it needs to be just to say what's really happening. I predicted this would start happening because progressive parents would want their babies to be transgenders. Now, understand that the babies don't have a choice in the matter. No one asked the baby for permission, right? The babies aren't even old enough to understand what that means. But this has already happened now. A lesbian couple in Brazil has been arrested for murdering their infant child. And it was a baby boy. And they, again, I'm going to try not to be graphic here. They tried to convert the baby boy into a baby girl. And they went very far into that, as you can imagine. A lot of screaming and bleeding, what have you. Again, I'm sorry. I apologize for even mentioning this. And they botched the whole procedure. So they ended up stabbing the baby to death. So this is what LGBT has become, is the mutilation and murder of children, which shouldn't be any surprise, given that leftists murder their own babies anyway, after they're born. It's called infanticide. They call it women's reproductive health. They call it abortion. It's not abortion. It's child butchery is what it is. And this latest ugly, horrific event just underscores that that's what's happening. Now, the liberal media will claim that that's not happening. The liberal media will say that everything that is on natural news, they'll say it's fake news. But, you know, we've cited the sources out of Brazil, the law enforcement out of Brazil. They did a manhunt. Oh, can you even say manhunt anymore? They did a person hunt for these sicko, psycho, lesbian parents who obviously had to have adopted this child, right? Because they're not capable of reproducing themselves as they're lesbians. You know, just like two males or two females cannot reproduce. You have to have a male and a female. That's Mother Nature. That's what sexual reproduction involves, is one male and one female. But they had to find them. They hunted them down. And we're finally able to arrest them and press charges. So this is happening in our world. And as I sadly predicted, it's not the end of it. We're going to see a lot more. And it underscores the fact that LGBT progressivism is a mass mental illness. It's a kind of a serial killer, serial murder type of mentality. But I want to be clear that I don't consider every gay person to be in that group. Not at all. I've even said before, I don't have anything against individuals expressing their personal liberty and being gay. In fact, I think a lot of gay couples are really outraged by what transgenderism is bringing on in terms of the culture. There are a lot of very intelligent, very ethical, you know, very wise, intelligent gay people or gay couples. I know some. And even though from a Christian point of view, they might be criticized for, you know, gay sex and what have you. And I understand that viewpoint, but even the gay people themselves, many of them are horrified at this transgenderism push and what it means for the torture and the mutilation of babies and the indoctrination of children. Because just because someone's gay doesn't mean they're some kind of pedophile, okay? And there has been some conflating of those terms or those concepts where some people have said everybody who's gay is they say a pedophile. And that's not the case. Not at all. It's a sliding scale, really. I guess LGBT is a sliding scale, and maybe just like anything is a sliding scale, but you go into the extreme fringe elements of LGBT. That's where you get the 10-year-old drag queen children, you know, dancing at a gay bar, or you get drag queen story time, where you have convicted pedophiles, sex criminals, reading storybooks to children while they're dressed like witches and just female demons and things. I mean, that's happening. That's happening across America today. It was happening in Houston. It's happening throughout California and many other places. But all gay people are not like that. So I do want to be clear. I want to be clear that it's just like somebody says, you know, the left likes to demonize Trump supporters, right? So they'll say all Trump supporters are racist bigots, homophobes, Islamophobes, and so on. That's obviously not true. Even Trump himself is no racist at all. So the left likes to play this game as well, where they paint everybody, like they'll say all Texans are, you know, racist bigots, or all gun owners are evil people, or whatever. So that's not true. And it's also not true that all gay people are pedophiles. It's not the case. So what I'm talking about here is the fringe element of LGBT, and the fringe element is becoming more mainstreamed. So in other words, mainstream leftism is shifting into the fringe domain at a rate that is absolutely shocking. And this is something I'm trying to sound the alarm on, mostly to protect children. This is not about shutting down adults and their particular choices, because I've always believed that even adults who might be weird, twisted sex perverts, as long as they're just, I guess, hooking up with other adults, that's kind of their own business. What they do in their bedroom is kind of their own deal. But when they start targeting children for indoctrination and brainwashing and celebrating children and then start mutilating children, obviously, well, that has gone too far. I mean, it's obviously, we've got to take steps as a society to protect children from that. It's wrong to indoctrinate children into an LGBT lifestyle. It's wrong when schools in California start teaching acts of sodomy and gay sex and sex toys to 10-year-olds. It's completely wrong that that's happening. And children need to be protected. So we've got to have, personally, I think we need to have a return to morality in society. I think that the loss of morality and the abandonment of basic ethics is what has led to, in many ways, the downfall of our advanced civilization. Because once you abandon morality and you have a culture that then abandons God and abandons Christianity and so on, then you end up with exactly what we're seeing, which is, you know, sex predators going after children, Netflix broadcasting child demonic teen orgy scenes in their programming. You get public schools teaching children how to engage in sodomy. You know, you get, it just goes on and on. This culture becomes more about lying and cheating and stealing and committing fraud. You get more violence, more murder. You get more insanity. You get, you know, left-wing journalists who become journo-terrorists. It just goes on and on. Many more examples of this abound. And it's sick and it's twisted. And it will only lead to the destruction of, well, any nation that follows that path. The United States of America will destroy itself. It's already begun. I mean, the tipping point has long been reached. It's not, there's no going back at this point. But the society that follows, you know, the society that rises up out of that, we have got to have a society rooted in some basics of morality and ethics and, frankly, Christian principles. Because Christian principles are principles for a sustainable society. you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people with some basic civility if you want to have a civil society. That's what that says. You know, don't run around killing people, not even babies, right? It's like follows the Ten Commandments, just some real basic stuff. You know, don't play God with the seeds and the GMOs and all that stuff. Don't genetically alter your babies. Although that's not specifically a commandment, it is an extension of what the Bible teaches. So these are just some basic things. And I hope that when we start to look at the next society, I would hope that we would find a way to rediscover basic morality, basic Christian principles, and protect children from predators and mutilations and abortions and, you know, whatever, a child trafficking, and even protect children from the pharmaceutical monsters. They're always trying to drug our children to death, it seems. So there you go. Those are my concerns about modern society. There's a lot coming. So I thank you for your support, and I apologize for the graphic nature of some of the topics here today in this podcast. But stay informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com. You can hear my podcasts each day. They're posted in the right column of the homepage of naturalnews.com. And you can also catch my videos and other people's videos at Brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative, Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.